Hi, welcome to the Saturday Morning Minutes with Mom podcast. I am Jerrica, your host. Today, I'd like to talk about goals, plans for the new year, and prayer. I know it has been a while since I have podcasted, but, you know, life happens, and babies are overdue, and kids get sick, and all of those wonderful things that happen in life sometimes hinder us from maybe being able to do something that we would like. So, needless to say, I was preoccupied with motherhood, and I wasn't able to podcast as much as I liked, but that's okay, because we're beginning a new year, and we're going to talk a little bit about goals and plans and all of those different things. So, I've heard many people saying over the last week how much they love the, quote, clean slate and freshness a new year can bring, and I tend to feel the exact same way. While I appreciate all of the advancements in technology, I am really best at goal setting when I have a good pen and just a simple piece of paper. There's just something about writing it down which helps it to just stick in my mind, I guess. I had written a post at the beginning of this week regarding goals. I gave just a few of the things I hope to accomplish this year. Something which I want to reemphasize in goal setting is this. Just because you set a goal and you work as hard as you possibly can to obtain and accomplish that goal does not guarantee it's all going to work out. Now, I know this may seem a bit discouraging, but my goal with my blog, Minutes with Mom, and these podcasts is to be honest and as realistic as possible. Just like I had made it a goal, I'm going to podcast every Saturday morning. I'm going to have it up and I'm going to be ahead and ready and all of these wonderful things. Well, you know what? Life happened and that's okay. I picked up podcasting again when time allowed and I'm moving forward. So I guess what I really want to emphasize is have a plan. Have a goal, but realize that just because you've set this goal or just because you've made a plan doesn't necessarily mean it's all going to work out. You have to allow for life to happen, and especially being a mom. I don't care if you have one kid. I don't care if you have 15 kids. It does not matter. Life will happen. Kids will get sick, you know, husbands will need you, friends will need you. You know, there was a time, this past year, when a friend of mine, her son had an emergency medical situation arise, and I was so exhausted, and I had all these great and wonderful plans for all these things that I wanted to do that week for homeschool and all this stuff. And I realized, you know what? She needs me right now. And my husband felt the same way. And so at midnight, I hop in the car and I drive to the hospital, and I'm there for many, many hours into the middle of the night, just there with her, praying for her, just meeting whatever needs she needed, getting food for her, whatever it was. That was most important. Well, of course, that happened early in the week, and it threw everything else off for the rest of the week because I was trying to catch up on sleep, and it just threw our whole routine off. But that's okay, because I was doing what I felt was the most important at that time. It didn't mean that, oh, our whole homeschool year was ruined because of this one week. No, that didn't take place. It just meant that the goal for that homeschool week shifted into the next week, and it kind of changed things a little bit here and there. But again, it wasn't that big of a deal. So, not that I'm saying don't goal set. Not that I'm saying it's a terrible thing if you do. All I'm saying is be willing for things to change when life happens, because I guarantee you life will happen. Some of my plans for the new year. We are venturing into a new business with my husband. He is really hitting the ground running, starting his painting business, and he's so excited, and he is learning and he's researching and he is marketing and all of these cool new things. And so we're super, super excited about this new venture. He had worked in restaurants for, oh my goodness, like almost 20 years. And he was just like, I'm never going to get out of restaurants. And it was just really amazing how the Lord kind of opened up the door and he was able to start painting. And once he started doing it, he was like, wow, you know, I really kind of like this. And we saw a lot of opportunities, and we saw how painting is something that will kind of always be around. There's, unless they create robots that come in and paint houses for people, I mean, it's always going to be something that, at least at this point, technology won't push the human out of a job, so to speak. So, yeah, we're really excited to kind of be in this new little adventure. It's a lot of fun, and I'm excited to see him be excited. We have a local farmers market, and myself and the children right now are kind of brainstorming what we want to sell at the farmers market, and it will be a big part of our homeschooling. You know, there'll be a lot of opportunities for public speaking and learning how to deal with customer service and also math and also just working with our hands and being creative and utilizing the talents and gifts that God has given each one of my children. It's not going to be easy. I know it's going to be daunting, but I'm really excited to get to know people in our community. I'm all about really loving people and investing in people's lives as much as possible. So I'm really looking forward to getting to know all of the different people that come. We have like 3 farmers markets here in this city. And the one that we're doing is going to be in the downtown area. And so it's going to be more of like your coffee shop, green living, like type of people. I don't know. Those people are just so neat to me. Not that I'm saying that. I don't know. I don't want to sound offensive, but I don't know. I'm just excited, I guess. So we are looking forward to that. And then, of course, I am working on launching an ebook in the late summertime, and it's going to be just a comprehensive beginner's guide to homeschooling in the rhetoric stage. And if everything I just said sounds totally foreign and like, what are you talking about? Don't worry, just hang on with me, and I will be giving different blog posts and things kind of covering some of the material, but you will learn more about that as the year progresses on. Again, it's not something that will be coming out until the end of summertime as people are kind of preparing and researching and doing all those things for their homeschool, but I'm really excited about it. And then also too, my plan, again, life happens, might not always work out, but that's okay. My plan is to start periscoping on just morning meditations. So just really kind of having an accountability for myself and also for anybody else that wants to tune into the scopes Monday through Friday in the mornings. And just kind of be an encouragement for that day and be somewhat of an accountability for Bible study and just spending that quiet time, excuse me, with the Lord, and really making that a routine and a part of everyday life. And so I'm very nervous about doing Periscope. I have a friend who does it, and she said when she first started, she was just like, oh my goodness, this is the craziest thing I've ever done. And now she's very natural in front of the camera, and she really enjoys it. So that's exciting. And I'm hoping to start that in February. Also, too, some of the other things is just really growing the blog, minuteswithmom.com. I have a burden in my heart to just share all of the different things that God teaches me through motherhood and through being a wife and homeschooling and just being a friend. And oh man, I have more ideas than there are minutes in the day. So I'm looking forward to really investing time and energy into the blog and getting to know each one of you. And also, too, one of the last big things I wanted to talk about was prayer. I really want prayer to be a focus this year for me. I have listened to a lot of sermons on parenting, on marriage, on friendship, on just personal relationship with the Lord and all of that. And a lot of the speakers spoke to the importance of prayer and just prayer being such an integral part of our lives. And I think sometimes it's easy for prayer to kind of get pushed to the back burner because it's not like we're sitting there having a face-to-face conversation with Jesus or God. And so I think sometimes people struggle, but then I think about what I'm doing podcasting and I think, okay, I'm sitting in a room by myself. I'm imagining I'm talking to all these people. There's probably maybe one person other than my husband who listens to these podcasts at this point, and I have a problem talking to the God of the universe and making that a priority. So it was kind of convicting to think about that. And so I definitely have set it as a goal and hopefully one that will not fall through the cracks, but a realistic goal of making prayer just very much a part of my life and something that I'm doing more in front of and with my kids, something that I'm doing more when I'm with my husband, and just being willing to say things like, can you pray for me? Or let's stop and let's pray about this. Or, you know, this is really bothering me. Can we pray? And also too, implementing that in my friendships. You know, if I go have coffee with a friend, starting that time with prayer, and also, just being comfortable praying. I know that a lot of us just aren't comfortable. And it's not that we think that prayer is a bad thing or, you know, I don't know, maybe it's peer pressure or I don't exactly know what it is, but I do know that I myself have struggled with being comfortable praying. And I would just encourage you that when moments arise to pray, don't be scared. And if you are scared, you know, make your prayer simple and sweet, you know, just like you were talking to your friend over a good cup of coffee. You can just talk to the Lord that way. And I truthfully feel that you will see a maturity and a closeness develop in your relationship with God by taking that time to invest in prayer. I know that all of these things require sacrifice. All of these things require time and energy and effort and all of this. And I know that some people would say, oh my gosh, you have 6 children. You are married. Your husband is starting a new business. Are you crazy? What are you doing? But I don't know, I guess I'm just the kind of person that has a hard time sitting still. And I just think, you know, we're not given a lot of time here on earth. And if the time that we're giving, we're using it to invest in our children, and we're using it to invest in our families, and we're bringing our families and our children alongside of us and saying, look, we're going to make an impact in these people's lives, and we're going to do it all together as a family. I mean, I just can't sit still thinking about all the opportunities. So again, I'm not saying that all these goals and these ideas and plans and everything that I have for the new year are something that everyone needs to do, because, oh my, how foolish would that be? Not everybody thinks or operates the same way as I do. But really, more than anything, it's just an encouragement, hopefully, to you to set goals and make plans, be willing for plans to change, be willing for goals to change, be willing for life to happen, be willing for the Lord to pull you in a totally different direction. But at least start moving forward. If you have a goal and you have a plan, you have a direction to walk in. It's just our attitude in the process of getting there that we need to watch and be careful of. And so I hope that this encouraged you. I hope that this helped you in maybe setting some goals and making plans for the new year. I know it was a little longer today than my normal 5-minute podcasts, but that's okay. I'm just trying to cover all my bases as I start my Saturday podcast back up. And I'm really going to try very, very hard to plan ahead and have my podcasts ready to go, so that I don't fall behind and that you guys can have something to look forward to on your Saturday mornings while you're sipping your cup of coffee or tea or whatever your drink of choice is. Thank you again for listening and for visiting my site. And if you're not a subscriber and you would like to be, please, please sign up below. And look in your emails for daily posts and updates. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Minutes with Mom. And also you can follow me on Pinterest at Minutes with Mom, Facebook at Minutes with Mom. And yes, just be encouraged, pray, Happy New Year, goal set, New Year plan, everything that you look forward to at the start of a new year. And I will talk to you guys next Saturday. This was Minutes with Mom podcast. I'm Jerrica, your host, and I will talk to you next week.